T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got to talk about something. I heard Dana and Parks mention this yesterday, and I had to see it for my own belief. But 40% of you young people don't use deodorant.
What do you mean, you young people?
You young, well, maybe.
This is the category of millennials that you so proudly put yourself in now that we have a millennial mayor-elect.
We're going to have a millennial governor, too, soon in Missouri. But I digress.
So this is your group.
I don't want to be associated with these people. These people. It kind of grossed me out that 40%, nearly half of young people, 18 to 24. I am not in that age group, Jamie. This is not me.
Are these young millennials?
This is...
Wait, what's the age group again?
18 to 24.
Those aren't all millennials.
No, these are just...
What, a Generation Z?
Let's bring in somebody who's smack dab in the middle of this.
Sam.
That's producer, me. Sam.
We have personal questions for you.
Uh-oh.
We have personal hygiene questions for you.
Is deodorant a part of your normal routine?
Deodorant is a bar none requirement of my normal routine.
Glad we've got that covered.
Okay, thank God. According to a new poll, an alarming amount of folks are ditching deodorant altogether. The poll found 40% of people 18 to 24 don't use deodorant at all and have not used it in the last month.
Why? By the way,
that is gross.
It's still pretty high for the other age groups. 31% of 25 to 34 year olds. 22%, I mean, it declines the older you get.
Good.
22% of 35 to 44 year olds, and 16%. So the older you get, the more likely you are to use deodorant, I guess. Why? I need to know why. I need to know what the reason is.
Let's hit our younger audience members right now. 576-7798. If you're a young person that doesn't use deodorant, there isn't a day that goes by, especially if I'm leaving the house, that I don't use deodorant. And I don't know if you know this, Jamie, but it is hot.
Yeah, I've noticed.
In Kansas City for a lot of the year. Like, I know in January you might think you could sneak out to go to Walmart or whatever, and it might be acceptable. But if it's July, you better be putting on deodorant at least bare minimum once a day, if not more.
Is it comfortable to sweat? I mean, because most people are trying to avoid that feeling generally. So, and deodorant would do that. Not for everywhere, but it would accomplish some of that.
Like
is sweating nice?
Like I heard yesterday, Park said that he showers 3 times a day, which seems to me to be that's a bit excessive, but that's his prerogative. But he puts on deodorant 3 times a day.
Right. If you're out, you know, working in the yard and then you go to the gym and then you, or if you're just hot, whatever, like that's totally fine. But I don't get the reason. Now, there was a story from a couple of years ago out of Fast Company, which is a business website that we follow, about the increase in people using natural deodorant.
Because of aluminum and stuff?
I guess.
Okay, because there's a lot of aluminum in the stuff that people have used for 1,000 years.
It is not as effective, though. But there was at least a rise in people using something. I don't understand the resistance. I just don't get it.
Here's the deal. You stink.
Give me a reason.
Let's go to Emily in Overland Park. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Do you use deodorant, Emily?
I sure do.
Okay good. Thank you.
I'm 23.
This is now the question we're going to ask everyone when they call.
I know. I'm 23. By the way, Jamie, I saw you about a month ago at a Walmart, and just so you know, I just said I was a big fan. That was my birthday, so I wanted to tell you that. And it's the first time I've called in.
And you didn't say hi?
No, I did. I said I'm a big fan, and I just could have overheard your voice. But
oh, yes.
I just want to like make it weird then and say it was my birthday, but it was.
I remember.
Was Jamie wearing deodorant at the time?
Probably no makeup.
I just wanted to say, so I don't know why, and maybe this is a little weird, but when I was in high school, it was like there was a lot of people that did not wear deodorant. I always did, but I know that, like, because of the aluminum, and you guys just kind of mentioned that, I always have that in the back of my mind when I put it on every morning. So, like, if I know for a fact that I'm not going to go anywhere, like, let's say my day consists of, like, gardening, and then I'm going to work out a little bit, and then I might go to the pool. Like, I might not put it on because I'm like, well, maybe this just makes me a little safer from cancer. But if I'm going to go anywhere, I just sign up for cancer, and I put it on, and everything's fine. So...
Emily, you need to stop referring it to as applying cancer. We need to change that mentality out of people.
I know, but I have some friends that don't wear it, and I don't say anything, but I know that they're not wearing it. Like,
and the worst is when you're in an area where you just know. Like, when I went to the Adam Sandler show at the Silverstein Eye Center in Independence a couple weeks ago, Jamie, you're in line, you get behind somebody to get a beer and whatever. And you know, and I know it was like a 7:30, it was an 8 o'clock show. So maybe you didn't have time to go home, to get out to Independence, to get through the lines and everything like that. But dude.
By the way, for those that are asking us to distinguish between deodorant and antiperspirant.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at the actual poll right now. And the way it was worded was, have you used deodorant or antiperspirant in the last 30 days? 61% of 18 to 24-year-olds say yes. 39% say no.
More than 37% of 25 to 34-year-olds haven't purchased the product in a year. Now, I'll cut some slack to those that buy bulk. Because
You don't usually buy enough for a year. I don't give slack for that at all.
I buy three at a time, two at a time. That'll get me through a month or two. But if you're buying 12 at a time,
No one's buying 12 at a time.
Maybe you hit up Sam's Club and you buy the big old box of it.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think that's what's going on here.
Let's go to, is it Leslie? You're on KMBZ. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. A lot of people don't use deodorant because of an allergy to the content.
Yeah, but do you think that 40% of young people have an allergic reaction to Old Spice?
Well, I don't know.
The answer to that is no, Leslie.
I don't know. But I know my son and daughter-in-law, they don't use it because of the chemicals, because they have a special needs daughter that is highly allergic to many things.
Okay.
I don't know if that's it.
I think that makes up a small percentage, and I don't doubt that you're 100% right there, Leslie. But that doesn't make up for the nearly 40% of kids 18 to 24 that aren't using deodorant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, it's a worthwhile comment to get in, and we appreciate you there, Leslie. But still, the bottom line is, you young people are gross. That's the bottom line.
Problems I didn't know we had.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.